seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
You today? I like your sweater. I like your bangs.
Thanks. It's just...
How do you feel about them now?
I like them. I don't mind them. I think they're fun. They stay a lot curlier than everything else.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So.
Because there's no, like, weight to them.
Yeah. So it makes things not look as... Like, I need to wash my hair because they stay pretty curly.
Oh, nice. So really, you got it so you can take less showers?
I want to be dirtier. Mm-hmm. 2020 New Year's resolution. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. My hair is like dripping onto my legs.
Oh, sorry. You have so much hair.
No, that's fine. Actually, I'm going to put it up. Hold on.
Are you under a bunk bed?
Yes.
Like, I feel like you're really going to about to hurt your head. Oh, I'm nervous about you're going to laugh and like give yourself a concussion.
I'm under Jonah's bunk bed. He has the only computer now with a USB. I got a new computer and it doesn't have a USB plug.
Is it so is this where we're getting rid of USB ports?
Apparently Apple is getting rid of USB ports.
Freaking Apple. What in the world?
I know. So there's adapters you can buy, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
For $15.
No, like $1,500 probably.
Oh, gosh. No USB. I'm so interested to know where we're headed.
I know. This world we live in.
I know. I've been hearing a lot about this app called TikTok. I really don't know anything about it, but apparently it's really bad. What do you know? Are you on it?
I'm not on it, no. But I have seen TikToks.
Is it like Snapchat?
So it's a video platform, yes. But it's more musical. Do you remember Musical.ly? Do you ever remember hearing about that?
Yes.
It's the same thing. So like you're lip syncing along to songs or putting on like dance routines to songs. Maybe you can do other things, but that's all I've ever observed on TikTok.
We need more hobbies. We need to get back into the arts. TikTok not being one of them.
What if this is the new wave of like artistry, Emily? What will you do?
This is the new wave. We don't have our USB ports. Like, I can't envision this world that we're heading towards. Oh my gosh. Okay. Do you have any problems we can solve? What?
Well, I just want to know how being 40 is now that you're like a few months in.
I love it.
Good.
I love it. I've literally noticed more gray hairs.
Okay.
I don't really mind.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if like one curl in the front was just gray?
I'm getting them all above my right eye.
Like Harry Potter. No, like Anna.
Yes, a lot like Anna. I'm doing a lot of singing with snowmen. It's so confusing, but you're helping me put it all together. I'm like yeah. Anna. Anyway, so yeah, it's fine. 40's fine. So what's new with you?
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this after Katie's email to us the other day.
Well, then we definitely should talk about it if you don't know if you're allowed to.
Right. But I think Zoom is a new supporter, or it's actually a longtime supporter of your Noom.
Very different. So Zoom, yeah, is like a conference call thing. Noom is for weight loss.
Yeah.
Noom yeah. is a sponsor.
Okay.
Not Zoom. Yeah. I was like, have they been a sponsor? I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, well, I started Weight Watchers this year, so I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it now that Noom is a sponsor or has been a sponsor.
You are allowed to talk about it. I just probably am not allowed to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Talk about it.
Well, I'm only one weekend.
Okay.
But it feels overcompassing of my life right now because it is changing all routine that I once knew. I love routine and margin. Are you this? Do you do too, don't you? Like,
mm-hmm.
I love routine, and I love routine that keeps margin in my life.
I love routine and tasks, but not... I wish I loved margin more. I'm getting better at loving margin.
Okay. I've never met anyone who doesn't love margin.
Well, I love it. That doesn't mean that I make my life have it.
Okay. I see. Yeah. Well, this next few months of my life is threatening to interrupt my routine and margin.
Okay.
And on top, so that's just with like the book launching in May and like a book tour and more podcast interviews, you know, things that just interrupt.
You're not allowed, like the non-compete though with this podcast is that you can't be on other podcasts. I'm sorry. I didn't remind you of that. So cancel those.
Got it. And then I started Weight Watchers, which has messed up a routine of grocery shopping and cooking foods that I know how to make. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And then we also, which will fit in nicely with the topic of today, started a major budget in January. Actually, okay, we started it in December. Like, so we're now 2 months, like this is month two of like super strict budget.
Okay.
And that's messing up with my routines and margin.
Okay.
Everyone's messing with my life, Emily.
Okay. So tell me about the decision to start Weight Watchers in the midst of the budgeting and the margin losses.
My friend texted me and said, hey, I'm starting Weight Watchers. Want to do it? And then I said, sure. And I signed up.
Okay. So are you guys going to have meetings together?
No, we're just doing the app.
Okay.
It's basically like logging your food and, you know, there's points with it. Like each food is worth points. There's free foods that are 0 points. Neil was very confused when I started explaining it to him. And he wondered why I couldn't just like pay more money to get more points.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical. I paid $1,000 and now I can eat all day without stopping.
Exactly. Could you imagine if that was like the way it worked?
It is not a video game, Neil. That's
it's not a video game. It's not an app like that type of app on your
phone. This isn't Candy Crush.
It's not Candy Crush. I mean, yeah, candy is not free on Weight Watchers. I can't crush any candy.
You sure can't. Okay, so how do you like it so far?
I like it. The hardest part has been figuring out what I can eat and what I can't eat.
Okay, but after the learning curve, you'll get it.
It's a learning curve. And I'm realizing that. I like that there's free foods. All fruits and vegetables are free. Mm-hmm. So that's an easy go-to if I don't know what I can eat, but I'm hungry. I just know I can grab any fruit and any vegetable and it's 0 points. I also discovered this other thing this week called Diet Bet. Okay. Have you heard of this?
No.
So you can join different bets. So you pay money. There's different buy-ins. The one I joined was $35 buy-in. And it's a 4-week bet that to lose 4% of your body weight. And there's like official weigh-ins and like certain ways you need to send the picture so they know that you're not cheating.
Oh.
And then whoever meets their 4%, whatever the goal was. So my group is 4% in 4 weeks. They split the pot, like how much of all the money.
Wow.
And I'm very motivated by money. So I was like, this might could work for me.
Diet bet.
Yeah.
How interesting. So, what's the pot? Do you know?
What is it called? Diet bet. There it is. So the pot is $70,000.
Are you kidding me? That's crazy.
There's 2,000 people in my little like group. So if all 2,000 of us, we all paid $35. So if we all made our goal of 4%, then we get our money back. Chances are someone in there is not going to meet their goal. It ain't going to be me. I'm going to meet my goal. I'm going to get some money.
Wow. Okay. So this will be like the end of February?
Yeah. February 8th, it ends.
Okay. So it's not that long. Are you on track?
Yeah. I lost 5 pounds in the first week on Weight Watchers.
Okay.
It's no joke. I'm also starving and pretty like cranky, but
do you think this is a good choice then?
I knew that was coming out of your mouth next.
I'm just asking.
I don't think you can lose weight without feeling hungry. For the first couple weeks. I think your stomach needs to adjust.
Okay.
To a healthy amount of food.
Okay.
So if I'm still hungry in like a month or two, my friend and I are doing it through The Bachelor. This is ridiculous.
What?
I don't know why. So we watch The Bachelor together on Tuesday mornings at the Y while we walk on the treadmill. So you just wait. By the time Pilot Pete is handing out his final rose, I'm going to be rolling in money from this diet bet, and I'm going to be, you won't even recognize me.
I am so interested to know, like, you're my reality TV show. You keep doing that, and I can't wait to see.
I hope everyone knows there's like a layer of sarcasm on top of all of this.
Yes. So many. It's just filthy with layers of sarcasm. Cool. Well, thanks for sharing all that.
Are you worried about me?
I'm not worried about you. I've actually used Weight Watchers before and gotten to my goal weight. I became a lifetime member.
That's nice. They don't call it Weight Watchers anymore. I forgot until you just said that.
What do they call it?
WW.
That is stupid. That's the longest letter that there is. And then we're going to say it two times.
So like their website is www.ww.
I mean, that is so stupid.
I don't know if it is.
Gosh, did Oprah approve that? Come on. WW.
I think that's like WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers. That's like their full name. What was wrong with Weight Watchers?
Zero.
Well, apparently
it's less to say Weight Watchers than to say two letters.
WW.
Oh my gosh. I would love to have been in that board meeting with all of the important people at Weight Watchers going, yeah, I feel like this is a good idea.
They literally doubled the syllables. Weight Watchers is three.
Yeah.
WW is six.
And you've said nothing. You've said two letters.
Right.
You're like effectively a preschooler who's learning these letters. Oh my gosh. Get out of that. They're going down. Abort. Oh man, that's funny. No, but I've been a part of WW, and it's free when you get to your goal weight, and I did that for a little bit, and then it stopped being free, and because I got out of my goal weight.
So they make you pay again if you gain the weight back?
Yeah, you have like a 2-pound window either way of your goal.
Oh wow, that's strict.
Yeah, I mean they want you to keep in there, and that's fine, but weights can vary a lot. So anyway, I'm nowhere near it now. I hopped off that train.
Well, maybe your goal weight is different now than it was then. Wouldn't that be true?
Yeah, maybe. It can change. And you can change it, I think. You just can't change it because you weigh a different weight.
Wait, this is my new goal weight.
This just in. I'm exactly how I want to be. All right, ladies, I want you to listen up. It could literally save your life. How many times have you felt unsafe walking into your car alone or even on a blind date? Invisiwear's beautiful new jewelry could literally save your life with the touch of a button. So Invisiwear has beautiful fashion accessories. They have keychains, bracelets, and necklaces, and they have a button on them that allows you to alert up to 5 people, or you can even call 911 if you need help, along with sending them your exact GPS location. It lets you do this fast and discreet when you don't have time to reach for your cell phone. And the best of all, there's no subscriptions or monthly fees. Invisiwear has already saved many lives, from a young woman in a car accident to an elderly woman with a medical emergency. One Invisiwear customer says, "I've never felt safer walking in my car at night or going into the city with my friends." Invisiwear makes the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one with a beautiful selection of necklaces, keychains, and bracelets. I have a beautiful black keychain that I love using. Well, I haven't had to use it yet for an emergency, but I'm really glad to know that it's there. And we really want you to get your hands on your very own Invisiwear so that you and your loved ones can have peace of mind that help is only a button away. So right now we have a special code for moms who are struggling well. It's $10 off your first purchase. You just go to www.invisiwear.com/MSW to get $10 off your first purchase. That's invisiwear.com/MSW to get $10 off your first purchase. Plus, if you order today, you'll get free 2-day shipping. So don't wait. Go to invisiwear.com/MSW now for the special limited time offer. Don't wait. Go to invisiwear.com/MSW now for the special limited time offer. Okay, so should we solve some other people's problems?
Let's do. You know, I looked ahead at the form Katie sent us. They all solve their own problems. Are we really needed anymore?
Shut your mouth. Of course we're needed.
Okay, of course. We're needed.
We're really needed. Okay, so Bryn Johnson said her problem with saving is that it's last minute schedule changes that throw off the meal plan. And then that throws off the budget. So what helps you when you have that kind of situation?
Our go-to is the $5 Little Caesars pizzas.
Okay. How many does one pizza feed?
We typically get two for our family.
Okay. That's cool.
So $10 for a meal feels exactly much cheaper than a restaurant and about what I would spend on a meal, I would guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that for me, I keep granola bars in the car.
Oh, nice.
And that helps. Or if we're out and about and they want to go through, because my kids are constantly asking to go through drive-thrus, I just don't take them. I will take them to the grocery store to buy snacks they're going to eat for school. And then they can eat those snacks while they're in the grocery store. I'm the mom who lets my kids eat the food I haven't bought yet.
Wow.
But we still buy the food.
Right.
But then we're not going through a grocery store and we're buying things we already would buy. So it's not costing me any more money. That's and they're true. Fed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like Bryn, though, doesn't have time to go to the grocery store. The schedule got changed real fast and she needs... So you're saying, I like your granola bar idea. So if you can feed your kids something just to tie them over to get home, is that probably it?
Maybe. Or if they have to, the schedule change and they have to quick leave. Those little tiny baby cucumbers, my kids will eat those. And you just grab those and they'll eat the whole thing in the car. There's no trash or anything.
Do those have any calories to them?
The cucumbers?
Yeah.
I don't think so, but it's water and it's fiber and... You get vitamins and stuff.
Their mouth's busy, so they're not talking back to you.
Well, they really like them, and then it's a little bit healthier then. So if you give them a granola bar and a cucumber, throw them in the back seat and zoom off, it's fine.
When I find myself in those situations where we need to go grab a Little Caesars pizza, it's because I haven't planned ahead. I forgot to take meat out of the freezer. So I sometimes try to have just... spaghetti and meatballs always on hand, like those frozen meatballs. We even will buy frozen pizzas to keep on hand for nights like that, because that's even cheaper than a Little Caesars $5. Mm-hmm.
That's good. And I'm so impressed that your family can have just two pizzas, because we, for a family movie night, everybody gets their own pizza. They're not all finished, but my kids can each eat a frozen pizza.
That is impressive.
I know. Something.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good impressive.
You'll need them cucumbers the rest of the time. Starving.
Okay, so Jen Ugly said that leaving the house, she spends things that are on the list, but then she goes out to eat because she didn't plan ahead and bring food. So it's kind of the similar thing.
Yes. Okay. This brings into, you knew it was going to come up, grocery delivery versus going into the store.
Uh-huh.
I am at a point of crisis. My whole life is being flipped upside down, as I referred to earlier, in every area. And I am realizing that Instacart and Shipt, which I knew, are more expensive than going into the grocery store.
But Walmart's free.
We don't have a Walmart within 25 minutes of our house.
Okay, but I think also, can't Target shop for you for free and you pick it up?
I tried that this morning. I tried to put some things in my cart and they wouldn't put milk in my cart for pickup. So I'm like, well, that's dumb. I need 2 gallons of milk. It said not available for pickup.
Well, that's weird.
So I might try Kroger ClickList, because I think that's $5 every time. But that, would probably, that's what I pay in a tip on a small grocery delivery for Shipt. So.
Oh, okay.
So I might try that, but... I did go into a grocery store for the first time in a long time.
How was that for you?
it was overwhelming. And I got to the end. I stuck to my list because that's what I was most worried about. I handed her my Kroger card to scan. And she's like, looked at me like I was an alien and said, "You swipe that over there." And I was like, "Oh, it's been a long time since I've been in a grocery store."
How funny.
I've been gone from the world for 5 years. But I do not want to start going into a grocery store. It's not worth my time. And I will spend too much money on the extra things that I see that I don't need. So that's a good idea. I might try pickup. Seems like the best of both worlds.
And Kroger's your closest option?
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
What was her question again? I went into my own problems.
She's not planning her day out well so that she, when she's out and about, she also goes out to eat because she didn't bring food.
Yes.
I just tend to, and I mean, I forget all kinds of other stuff, but I don't know if I just am really nervous about not having food, but I usually have food in my purse and I grab some kind of LaCroix or something like that.
Yeah.
Then that makes me feel a little full and I'm getting some water.
Those little Justin's almond butter packets are easy to keep in your purse.
That's a good point.
Can tie you over.
I think it's tied you over.
All right, tied. They can. I think so. That's hard to say. They can tied you over.
WW. Nobody cares about how easy things are for us, apparently.
I guess not. USB ports are going away.
Man. Okay, so Laura Johnston says her hardest area is communicating with her husband about money. They use Every Dollar, which is by Dave Ramsey. That's their budgeting software. But they are having a problem with wants for spending versus needs. So what are your thoughts?
So Neil and I we have an allowance each month that is our own personal spending. And so we can spend that however we want.
I think what's tricky is like, I will want to put additional money towards this project and Eric will want to put additional money towards this project. So like, it is like kind of a need. But we just have different, like, I think I've told you before, he says, well, that's really low on the totem pole. That, because his totem pole has everything I want at the bottom.
Right.
So even if it's, like, good stuff for all of us, what order it happens is tricky sometimes. Because he wants to save it until we have $19 million, which we never will. And so I just go, we're never going to get to do anything I want to do. As far as like to the house or whatever, because he just wants to be like Bill Gates or something.
So how do you guys solve that?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not as good at keeping enough money in the bank account that that's really something that I need to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. We get things that have to be done. Like our fence was about to fall over, so we finally got a new one of those. That's what I hate is when you have to spend money on dumb things that you either can't even, you have, feels like you have nothing to show for it, like new pipes.
Brake pads. I got brake pads this month. I can't even see them.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard stuff right there.
Yeah, that, I mean, I feel like that needs you need a conversation. You need to decide, maybe you can take turns with projects. I know. Like Neil needs a new car next. And that is not where I want our money to go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get to drive that. So that doesn't feel very like fun for me to put all of our money, our next like project towards a new car for him. And when I say new, I mean used, but you know, it's still going to be like $10,000 probably to get a decent used car. Yeah. So I can get that. I feel like Neil often defaults to me and lets me pick a lot of the projects. Nice. I'm probably more in charge of the budget than most people.
Okay.
But I can relate to that when I think about having to buy Neil's next car that I don't get any benefit from.
I know, that's hard. Well, here's a solution. Samantha Boos says that her and her husband take a budget retreat every year to talk about it and like set it up for the whole year.
That's cool. Yeah.
So you're like having fun and talking about the budget.
hopefully their budget retreat isn't like too much money.
Well, probably sounds like they know what they're doing. So
it does. We probably, yeah, go to Sandals Resort and talk about saving money.
Have you ever been to those?
I only see them on TV, only in my dreams. Have I been there?
Yeah. Okay. Laura Johnson also says that she's terrible at taking time to prep food, which costs her more money. So she just goes to the drive-thru.
Prep so, dish.
Love prep dish. I actually looked up on Pinterest something called, you know, meals you could just dump in a crock pot. So they're called dump meals, which is the worst name ever. Almost as bad as WW.
What is wrong with the marketing world today?
Yeah. But or frozen meals that you just throw in the oven or give the kids cereal, or I was thinking turn off the electricity and make them with terrible get flashlights and just find something to eat that they can eat with in by flashlight. It could be called Survivor Night.
I like that. The kids would probably think that was the best.
They would love that. Or just tell them this is what makes up a balanced meal. Figure it out. Work together to make a balanced meal.
I love it.
You don't have to prep anything. You just have to clean up a real big mess afterwards.
Right. The mess is at the end.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think it's really important to have like easy go-to meals on hand for those type of situations. Like frozen waffles, you know, and eggs. Mm-hmm. Or
oh, breakfast for dinner is the funnest.
Yeah. And cereal. You're right. That's such an easy thing.
Yes.
Cucumbers. Yeah. You know? Throw cucumbers at your kids.
We eat more than cucumbers. My kids love, yeah, like the frozen pizzas. They love spaghetti and meatballs. You know, whatever they will eat. My kids like green beans and broccoli. And so we'll have that from the microwave. And then I'll just buy whatever chicken is marinated, like at Target sometimes, because it tastes good. And then they stop complaining about it. And then my husband will grill that. And I just cut it up into little cubes and give them both of those things.
That's perfect. Did you know you can marinate with salad dressing?
I have heard that. Just like Italian, right?
Yeah, any salad dressing. Ranch.
Oh, I've never done it with ranch.
Yeah, just leave it in. So when you buy your chicken, or you can buy plain chicken, which is a little cheaper probably than the marinated stuff.
Oh, that's true.
Buy a salad dressing, throw it in a Ziploc bag for a day, and then you got yourself dinner.
Dump meal.
You got a dump meal. Other thing my kids have really loved lately are egg and cheese sandwiches. They're like grilled cheese sandwiches. So they're like toasted on each side. Okay. Those are really easy and fast. And
yes,
just eggs and bread and cheese.
Sometimes I'll make like a ham and cheese sandwich and toast it. They feel like they're really doing something.
So fancy.
Yeah, I love it. Okay. Tucanella 33 says she's living paycheck to paycheck and it stresses her out. She wants to be able to save for emergency funds, retirement. She said, though, that she's encountering a lot of public shaming for not funding her kids' college funds.
Oh, well, I'll be in your club. I'm not either.
Yeah, I think she needs to find new friends, because why are we shaming her for that?
Right.
I never had a college fund. I'm incredibly educated. I'm one of the smartest people I know. I'm just kidding. No, but I didn't have a college fund.
Did you take out student loans?
I did. And I worked. I had two jobs while I was in college.
Yeah.
I think it builds character.
I think you're right.
And also, it's none of your friend's business if you
That's
have
exactly
a
exactly what I was going to say. Like, when is this the topic of conversation amongst your friend group? Like, who amongst you is saving for your children's college?
Yeah. I mean, not that it's a bad thing, but it certainly isn't something to feel bad about if you're not there yet.
Especially
if you're living paycheck to paycheck. An emergency fund would be the first step.
For sure.
Not college fund for your kids. They may not even want to go to college.
Right. And there's other ways that they can go to college for free. So
it's true.
But living a paycheck to paycheck is a really stressful thing. I feel like I'm always living paycheck to paycheck, no matter what our paycheck is. But I do feel like we do budget off of our paycheck, like down to the dollar. So like every dollar has a fund that it goes into. So even if she could just put like $10 a week towards her emergency fund or whatever she wants to work on first, it doesn't have to be like $1,000 a month is going to my retirement. Like, it doesn't have to be like that. A little bit adds up, I think, over the long haul.
Yeah. The problem is we don't believe that. So we don't live like that. And so nothing adds up because we're not saving anything.
Because we're not doing it at all. Yeah.
Something that helps me, like I just started, I was using Mint, but I wasn't really using it. I started using YNAB. I got so many comments from people who are like, you need to switch to YNAB. Do you know what that is? Is that what you're using? What are you using?
I'm using Mint. I tried signing up for YNAB and I was so confused. I canceled that right away.
Okay. I feel like it, for me, it's easier to work with. So I went back to that and I've been doing a little bit before I go to bed every night. Just for me, the problem is I don't keep it in front of my face and so I forget.
Yeah. Did you say you went back to Mint or YNAB?
I went back to YNAB from Mint and it's
okay.
It's
and you
been
like
good.
It.
Yeah. And then I like started to subscribe to some podcasts about money. Mm-hmm. I need to think about it more regularly. So that
sure.
I can incorporate it into my daily life because I just forget. So that is what's happening.
I think that's great. What are you listening to?
Well, I go back and forth. There's Dave Ramsey. I mean, I think he's super smart. He's not that nice sometimes. No offense, Dave. But I just sometimes he hurts my feelings on behalf of the people who call
him. Yeah, I would cry if I ever called him.
I'm yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he did what he says to do. So it's not, you know, I don't know. So that's one that I have subscribed to, but not, I don't really listen to it, but it's there. There's one called Mo Money Podcast with someone named Jessica Morehouse. I mean, these are just ones I've subscribed to. I'm at the point where I'm subscribing to them, not necessarily listening quite yet.
Right.
But it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I feel like it could translate to any topic we're interested in or feel confused about. Like, subscribe to podcasts around those topics. Like, if you're interested in how to declutter your house, like, subscribe to all the minimalism podcasts. I think just by listening to different topics that we're struggling with, it can help. Maybe we don't take all the advice, but it can help us keep it fresh and give us new, fresh ideas and hear things from different perspectives.
The thing that's hard is, as a Christian, we are not supposed to love money. The more you focus on something, the more it becomes something that
That's
you're
true.
Consumed with. And so I'm finding that it's tricky for me because I know I'm an Enneagram one. I want things to be just right and perfect. And if I am really into something, like I'm really into it. So for me, it seems almost better to not be that into it. But I know that I need to be into it because it's wise. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, it's just a balance.
Yeah. So there's a concept called FIRE. Have you heard about this? The millennials are
that's FIRE.
Yeah. You like, know about it?
They're like, that's FIRE.
No, it's an acronym. Sorry. Financial independence, retire early. So the idea is to get super rich and retire early. And so there's a lot of millennials who are doing this. So there's a podcast called Choose FI, F-I. Financial independence. So, I mean, I really, like I said, I have subscribed and I've not listened. There's one called Her Money with Jean Chatsky.
Is it too much to wish that my children will adopt the FIRE lifestyle and then just support me?
Yeah, it's kind of a gamble there.
All right. Well, okay.
Sorry. Okay, so let's see this. I wanted to share some people who are like doing a great job with their struggling with saving.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
So there is a girl. Have you heard about Emily Lane?
No, but Katie's message has the word danger all over her name.
Yeah. Well, because she is a new Patreon subscriber. First name is my name. Last name is my daughter's name. Has a sister named Katie and is a nurse. So we're not buying any of that.
We're not sure if she's legit.
Yeah. So anyway, but she knows it and she's fine with it. So anyhow,
Emily, just so you know, Katie sent us a document with your question and danger on either side of your name. So just to warn us.
Oh, man. So funny. So this person who is probably not named Emily Lane, she says that she's much better at using things from home instead of buying things like food and coffee outside. So she'll just bring her own stuff from home, which I think is great. Mm-hmm. I do that a lot, and it's helpful. But I do agree with what she says, that sometimes when you're a mom, it's easier just to buy. Sometimes the researching and the couponing and the going to the store for the best deal, oh my gosh, it can really just be exhausting.
For sure.
So I don't do that. I did do it when I just got married and I didn't have kids and I wasn't working. But then I stopped.
Sometimes I can fall into that trap because I have Shipt and Instacart, and then I will price match on all the different apps, on all the different stores. And it can get exhausting. And then I worry that I'm not getting the best price. And then it takes longer than if I just go to the dang store, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I liked what she said too about Amazon Warehouse. Had you ever heard of that?
No.
She said that you can find open box items for a huge discount.
Oh, sometimes when I'm looking at a product, I can buy like it cheaper because it's repackaged or something. Is that the same thing?
I don't know. I had never heard of it before. So we got to look up Amazon Warehouse.
Yeah, we do. Is this like a different website you can go to?
Zero idea.
Have you ever used those Chrome add-ons for your like web browser that will search coupon codes for different products that you are adding to your cart?
No. Do they work for you?
Yeah. I got a new computer because Gavin spilled coffee on my one with the USB.
Oh, man.
And I can't remember the name of the Chrome plugin that I had that worked really well and would save me money because it would search where it's cheaper. If it wasn't cheapest on Amazon, this product was cheaper on Walmart, it would alert me and I would go buy it at walmart.com.
Okay.
But I don't, like, no, not helpful because I don't remember the name of that Chrome add-on.
And is it called Honey?
No, I have that one now. I don't like it as well as the one I had on my coffee soaked.
Okay. Shopkick?
Nope.
Swagbucks?
Nope.
Ibotta?
Nope.
Sorry, I'm just Googling them.
I know. I have Googled too.
Oh, shoot.
I know. I'm gonna get to the bottom of it. And I need to try some of those other ones. I've only tried Honey since getting my new laptop. And it's okay. It hasn't saved me any money like this other one did.
Oh, well, get back to us.
I will. I'll search.
Acer Memoria says she felt like sometimes swapping stuff with her friends was really awkward, like doing the free clothing exchange or whatever. But sometimes Facebook groups in your area have something called buy nothing groups where you just give and get things for free from your neighbors. Have you heard of those?
No.
Me either.
I wonder if Hammock has one. Probably not. You never know. But I like the idea of looking to borrow things first.
Mm-hmm.
Where I asked my neighbor if she had size 12 month snow pants for Gavin. We just got a big snow last weekend. And she did. And I bought them from her for $10 instead of like $25 at Target. So
that's so good.
Yeah.
That's so good. I'm trying to go to the library instead of just buying a book.
Yeah.
That's important. There's a book that my friend's sister just told me about. Let me look that up. And she said that it's really changed the way she looks at money. And I said, oh my gosh, I'm going to go buy it. She goes, nope, go to the library. I was like, yes, you're right. That makes more sense.
So this is hard for me because I'm an author now. And
oh,
I never would have. No.
I misspoke.
I think it's great to go to the library and get it. But I have recently realized that every book I'm buying from an author is going directly to them. Like the money, not all of it, but a part of it goes directly to the author. So it's like shopping small business. You know how like
interesting, yes.
Obviously it's helping a big publishing company too, but the author's getting paid for every book that's bought. So yes, I love the library too. And I have 3 books on hold that I'm going to go pick up after this. But
buy your book is what you're saying.
But buy my book.
That makes sense. I hear you.
I have attention now with it, you know, like that I didn't have before.
No, that makes sense. Okay, so the book is called Your Money or Your Life. And the subtitle is 9 Steps to Transforming Your Relationship with Money and Achieving Financial Independence. I'm not expecting financial independence, but I would like to transform my relationship with money. It's by Vicki Robin.
From a Christian perspective?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Not that I matter, but when it said your relationship with money, it brought up the idea that we're not supposed to love money. So I feel like that would be a huge part of the relationship. So I'd be interested. Are you going to read it?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll get, she said she had so many good things to say about it.
Okay. She's probably nicer than Dave Ramsey.
That's true. I mean, her name's Vicky. That seems like a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So Mindy Roth says that she does the grocery pickup at Walmart, but she also said that a tip that's helped her save is that if she doesn't want to return something, she thinks about how much money that is in coffee.
Ooh.
And it makes her motivated to take it back. Are you good at returning things?
I'm getting better. Okay. My problem is I'm often wait too long and then I'm out of the window.
Okay. I see.
You know what I mean? By the time I actually get myself to the store with the item.
Yes. I think also you live farther away from everything than I do. I live so close to everything. It's all 5 minutes away.
Yeah, that's very true.
I throw it in the front seat of the car and it drives me crazy until I take it back.
Yeah, we're 20 minutes from everything.
Okay. And you have a lot more kids to load up and stuff.
Yeah. Before buying things nowadays, I mentally in my mind make myself decide where it's going to go in the house.
Oh, okay.
So like mostly kids' toys around Christmas time is really when I started this. I just thought, where would I put this toy after it's opened from under the Christmas tree? And if I couldn't think of a spot or it felt too big or cumbersome or then I didn't get it. I think that would be a good thought, like just to think before we buy about where it's going to go in our house. Do we have a spot for it or is it just cute because we saw it on Instagram? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it is important to remember, like, you really can make progress in this area because sometimes it feels like, oh, I always just buy too much things. The other day I went to World Market is closing. I heard Amazon bought them. Is that true?
This is the first. It's breaking news for me right now.
Yeah. And well, and they're not closing all of the storefronts, but the one right by my house is closing, which is probably going to be very good for my family's budget because I love World Market. Mm-hmm. But I went and everything was 50% off in the whole store. And I walked around the store and I could not find anything to buy because I thought, yeah, where am I putting that? Where am I putting that? I didn't buy anything, not even like a glass, like a cup or anything. So it is, I was proud of myself.
Yeah, that's impressive because a lot of times we can see that clearance sticker and we're like, ooh, it's a good deal and it's cute, but that doesn't mean we should still buy it. And think of it in how many cups of coffee could I go buy at Starbucks instead?
It's true. Well, and also I used to always tell my husband how much money I saved. And he's like, that is not the same as how much money you spent. Like, I don't care how much money you saved. Well, now my daughter trying to get me to buy stuff is like, but you'll save this much money. I'm like, okay, now I see that that doesn't, I don't care about it when you say it. I care about it when I say it.
That's so funny.
Anyway. Okay. So Jill Selman says her husband handled everything financially for 12 years. But she felt like they needed like an outside person to help them have healthy conversations about the budget, which I think sometimes is really important to have an outside person.
Yeah.
So she found a Dave Ramsey financial coach and they started creating a budget and she feels really good about it. So maybe you need a third person.
That's awesome. Yeah, I bet you could just go on his website. He has so many resources on his website for like coaches and accountants and
It's good.
Yeah.
And I know he listens and I don't want to have hurt his feelings. So Dave,
sorry, Dave,
we're on your side.
We are. I have heard really great things about the Financial Peace University that churches can put on with his program.
Okay.
That this pretty can be pretty life changing and a great way for a couple to go through it together. So maybe if your church is putting that on or even a church in your area, I don't think you have to belong to the church to go.
Probably not. But, yeah.
To go through with your husband if you guys are like at odds with it.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. Well, anything else you want to say? I feel like we've covered everything we had.
Yeah. Let's make more money in 2020, then we won't have these problems.
That's true, because everybody knows the more money you have, the less problems you have.
Yeah, it was her podcast, right? Mo Money? Mo money, no problem.
It's good. It's good.
How it goes?
Yep, we're speaking the truth.
You do be the Taylor Swift.